We have just discussed how living together before marriage is unholy. This is because, according to 1 Corinthians 6:13, our bodies are not to be used for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. This is also because our bodies do not belong to us in the first place. 1 Corinthians 6, beginning at verse 15, the Bible says, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price, at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." I wanted to make this charge, and I intentionally wore this shirt for a reason. It says, "Don't do what makes you happy." It has happy crossed out. It says, "Do what makes you holy." And that's been my motto for the whole month since we've been dealing with the subject of being holy or holiness. I promise you that the world will try to convince you that there are benefits, let me use that word, to living together before marriage. Well, the rent is cheaper. you get to see whether you actually like them or not. And we live in a society now where we believe heavily in try before you buy. I'm an Amazon shopper, and they have the try before you buy. And I enjoy the try before you buy. Or I like when going to a car dealership and they let you test drive the car before you buy it. But our bodies aren't products. Our bodies aren't cars. Men, women are not cars. They're not items that you can try before you buy, and vice versa. Women, men are not things you try before you buy. No, that's the idea of cohabitation. I'll test it out to see if I want to be married to them. There are many other ways I do not have time to discuss, and maybe, Lord willing, for a later date. There are many ways you can determine if someone is right for you or not, and it doesn't involve living with them. I'll leave that there. Here's my charge. I always want to give a charge when I teach. To all of my fellow Christians, will you do the hard thing? If you know some couple, or a Christian couple, non-Christian or not, if you know that they are living together and they are not married, will you graciously, gently, and lovingly encourage them to stop cohabitating and stop living together? Will you confront your fears of losing their approval and speak truth into their lives? I know what I'm asking will be hard. I know it will be awkward. I know it may ruffle the feathers, but it will be a true demonstration of love. If you are living with your significant other and you are not married, I want to encourage you, charge you tonight, stop it. Come out from among the unclean thing. And that's unholiness. Come out of that. I promise you, you won't regret it. The scriptures teach us that in order to go to heaven and see God, we must be holy. According to Hebrews 12:14, without holiness, we will not see God. And according to 1 Peter 3:12, without holiness, God will not see us, nor will he hear our prayers. So the question for tonight is, do you want to see God? If the answer to that question is yes, then only two things. You need to be made holy, or you need to remain holy. If you have not been made holy, Brother Hatchett, how do I do that? According to Romans 6, you have to be buried with Christ. You have to be buried into his death, buried into his burial, and also into his resurrection. And also in Romans 6, it says after they were buried with Christ in baptism, they produced fruit worthy of holiness. So this is how we remain holy, is producing fruit. How we become holy is being buried with Christ through baptism. You must first hear God's word, Romans 10:17. You must then repent of your sin, believe what you've heard, Hebrews 11:6. You must then repent of your sins, Luke 13:3 and 5. You must also confess Jesus before men, Acts chapter 8, and also Matthew chapter 10, 32 and 33. And then you must be buried in the watery grave of baptism, Acts 2, 38. And again, Romans 6, rising to walk in the newness of life and be faithful unto death. If you are a child of God and you have put on holiness, you have put on Christ, but somewhere along the line, you stepped out of holiness or you put off the garments. You've allowed sin to stain those righteous garments. I want you to know that it's not the end. God loves us so much that he offers us a way of repentance, a way back to him, a way to remain holy and abstain from evil. This is through repentance. So whatever your need is tonight, whether you need to be made holy or whether you need to be cleansed, or the word I want to use is remade holy, to remain holy. Won't you come forward tonight? Let us pray for you as we together stand and sing.